The Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Everyone can do their part to make their community safer. That's the core of Green Dot, a bystander intervention program founded by Dr. Dorothy Edwards in 2007. Green Dot relies on the power of cultural and peer influence to reduce or stop power-based personal violence such as sexual assault, dating violence, and stalking. Hundreds of schools and universities across the country have adopted the Green Dot strategy. Missouri State University launched the program on campus in August 2016. I'm Emily Yip. Janae Lamy, Missouri State's Title IX Green Dot Coordinator, is my guest today. She's here to talk about the Green Dot movement and how it's motivating the campus community to engage in Green Dot actions to overcome acts of violence.
So Green Dot seeks to engage campus community members through awareness, education, and skills building, both in proactive and reactive behaviors, to establish new campus norms of complete intolerance of violence. And to kind of go in more about that, Green Dot is not the typical bystander intervention, since it mobilizes individuals to react to high-risk situations and proactively engage bystanders on all levels of the social ecological model. And so by this design of community mobilization, Green Dot's goal is to make changes by shifting norms of inaction to action and to improve response times and strengthen policy and enforcement.
Lamy believes a Green Dot campus is first and foremost a place where everyone feels safe.
All citizens of the campus community have the responsibility to shift the campus culture by establishing two campus norms. One, violence isn't tolerated on campus or in our community any longer, and everyone is expected to do their part in safety and violence prevention. And with that said, I believe a safe campus is a successful campus, and I think you can go beyond that and say that a safe community is a successful community.
For the Green Dot program to succeed at MSU, Lamy says people need to care about it.
We are all affected by sexual violence. Statistics suggest that ratios of 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 people are impacted by power-based personal violence. And by action of all people, we can significantly reduce these statistics drastically. So instead of it being 1 in 3 and 1 in 4, it can be like 1 in 100 or 1 in a million. Wouldn't that be great? And just like the Green Dot founder, Dr. Dorothy Edwards, says, no one has to do everything, but everyone has to do something. What's your Green Dot?
So what can people do to support this initiative?
You're actually supporting the initiative, listening to this right now. That's a really great thing. Having conversations with your family and friends about your views on violence. You may want to talk about what we need to do to reduce power-based personal violence. You may be able to have some kind of Green Dot poster that you can put up in your office break room or in your office or at your church or at your gym. You know, talk to kids about the importance of acting instead of doing nothing when they see something that isn't right or that doesn't feel good to them. You can also consider volunteering at your local shelter. There's plenty of ways that you can support Green Dot. Just make sure that it's natural and it's authentic to you.
The Green Dot program includes training courses that equip and empower participants to intervene to combat power-based personal violence. It focuses on the three Ds: direct, delegate, and distract. While Green Dot is a fairly young program, preliminary research done to evaluate the program shows it works to reduce violence. The most recent was from 2014, titled Empower to Green Dot: Successful Strategies and Lessons Learned in Developing Comprehensive Sexual Violence Primary Prevention Programming.
Part of the findings that they found was that compared to rates of violence of three college campuses, one with Green Dot and the other two without a bystander program, that the violent victimization rates were significantly lower among students attending the campus with Green Dot compared to the other college campuses. And also to note that the violence perpetration rates were lower among males attending the Green Dot campus compared to the other ones.
As more awareness and support grow for Green Dot at Missouri State and other college campuses in Springfield, Lamy is confident the movement will spread into the larger community. To find out more about Green Dot at MSU, visit missouristate.edu/greendot. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.